This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now, there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. The people were murdered during a worship service, if that's what you need to know. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." For those 18 people who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. Second time. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went up to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Cut it down. One of my favorite preachers from years ago was a black minister from Brooklyn, New York, by the name of Gardner Taylor. Gardner Taylor did a seminar for ministers. I attended it, and I still remember to this day what he said. One of the young preachers raised his hand and said, "Sir, how many points should a sermon have?" You know what his answer was? At least one. At least one. It was a great answer. You ought to have at least one point in your sermon. I'm going to have two today. I'm going to give it to you at the beginning so you can write it down or write it down in your heart. And it's this. I'm going to talk about the utter importance of the word repentance in your life. The importance of the word repentance. And then the second point is, you and I have a limited window to repent. There's a start date and a finish date called our life, and so there's a limited window for repentance. So when you go home today and somebody says, "What did you hear today?" Two things. The absolute importance of repentance and that I have a limited time frame to repent in my life. It's called my life. That's what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about the first event in this passage. It's the only time I know of in Scripture, in the New Testament, where Jesus references current events. If you know of another place where Jesus did that, tell me, because I've been saying this for years wrongly. But Jesus refers to two events that everybody in the town knew about. They were tragic events where people from Galilee were worshiping and were murdered in the act of worship by Roman soldiers, perhaps. And people knew about it all over Israel. The second horrible event was where a tower in a place called Siloam fell over and killed 18 people. That was a big deal in that community. The whole nation of Israel knew about it. And people wondered, are these people worse sinners? Did they suffer because they were sinners and God was punishing them? And I want you to notice, because this is important, Jesus answers no. They weren't punished because of their sin. But then he turns it around and makes it personal and says, "But you. Unless you repent, you too will perish." Well, this may be a more important message than you think it is, because it answers some questions that you've asked, not only about life in general, but your life in particular. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.